Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Jason Stony Brook wants to talk some Yankees this morning. What's up, Jason? Good morning. How are you?
Fellas, great show as always. I wanted to chime in here with the Yankees. I understand Boone's not going to get fired. Cashman's not going to get fired. But to me, the handwriting's been on the wall since the World Series. The sloppy play, too much musical chairs with the players. I mean, one day Ben Rice is at first base and the next day he's catching. I mean, Dominguez was supposed to be the Martian, unbelievable center fielder for the future, and he can't catch the ball in field. There's an organizational problem here. And I'll tell you, you know, George Steinbrenner is rolling around his grave. I mean, does his son have a pulse? Can he say something? Fire the guys up? I mean, this is ridiculous already. And, you know, I understand Jazz Chisholm got called out by Boone, but he also spit in his face after the game when he said he would do the same thing again. I mean, he's hot-dogging on the bases. Austin Wells, I mean, wake up. You're the catcher of the team, and you got tagged out because you thought there were two outs, whatever it was. I mean, this is it's getting ridiculous. It's not just the fans are out to get Boone, and here we go again. You know, it's too much already. It really is. I mean, every guy Cashman gets, it's like, oh, he's the greatest GM ever. To me, he's the most overrated. Every time the Yankees are doing well, it's because they went and signed a big-ticket free agent or got Soto on the team or Gerrit Cole. This guy puts a Band-Aid on everything. And, I mean, how many bullpen guys do we need back there?
Well,
and
then Jason, let me – all right, let me just say one thing, okay? You know, when you lost Soto to the Mets and they weren't going to give him $765 million, we know that. They went plan B, and they brought in the best pitcher available, Max Fried. He was supposed to be 1-2 with Gerrit Cole. They didn't know that Gerrit Cole's elbow was going to go, you know, get blown out. They bring in Bellinger, who's had a really good year. They bring in Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt, all right, towards the end of his career, maybe not great, but not bad either. You know, the frustration with the Anthony Volpe errors, yes, we all see that. We all talk about that. We all ad nauseum want something to be done about that. And all these little mental errors that you just pointed out. Now, saying all of that, this is a team that usually wins over 100 games. This is a team that went to the World Series just last year.
Yeah, I mean...
I'd be like, if these people sometimes act as if, like, you know, George Steinbrenner's not alive, so stop with that. I'm tired of that.
Yeah, I know. That's one of those things.
And you know what? What he created, yeah, he ended up having Joe Torre for 10 years. That's called stability. That's not calling, like, you know, calling up Billy Martin and bringing Billy Martin back five different times. You know, that's stability, and that's why they won. And they did have a core four of younger players, but they always added free agents. Or they made trades, whether it be Paul O'Neill, Scott Brosius, Wade Boggs, Roger Clemens. How many of these, like, mercenaries had they brought in here?
Yeah, I mean, well, there is one thing about preaching patience with Aaron Boone as opposed to Joe Torre. Joe Torre did win a World Series his first year as manager.
Right.
So, I mean, that buys you a little time.
They went to the World Series last year, for God's sake.
No, I know.
And you want to know what? The Dodgers embarrassed them, just like the Royals embarrassed the Mets back in 2015. They played solid, fundamental baseball, and the Yankees couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, and I just don't like the assumption that if Aaron Boone were screaming at these guys or George Steinbrenner were still alive, that would make a Yankee team better. We don't know that.
It doesn't work that way.
I mean, they may be worse because of that.
It doesn't, especially in baseball, it doesn't work that way. Now, I will say, he took Jazz Chisholm down in the dugout, and he spoke with him, just like A.J. Hinch spoke with Javi Baez. You know, I'm sure that Aaron Boone had words with Austin Wells. I guarantee you he did. I think he's trying to help Anthony Volpe because of his youth and experience, and he's dealing with a little adversity during his time here. So I think you handle him a little bit differently just because of his age.
Yeah, and I just, yeah.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Everything that's building up towards, it's everybody's remembering things and now applying it to the present. And it feels like it's a nightmare for a Yankee fan that expects more. So when we say they're at the World Series, and this is devil's advocate here,
okay,
because they made the World Series.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
Right, I'm just saying this is the devil's advocate situation. Yeah, they made it to the World Series, but we talked about how the American League was a cakewalk last year, and then they didn't seem like they could even compete with the Dodgers, and they have this sloppy, embarrassing game that eliminates them. And then they come back, and now there's errors all over the place, dumb things on the base paths. Yeah, Boone took Chisholm down there, but as the caller said, I mean, Jazz Chisholm also says after that I wouldn't do anything differently. So did Aaron Boone really get through to him? I mean, I guess not. So, and then you see, you know, guys like Gleyber Torres, who they were frustrated with, Gary Sanchez. Now you got another young guy who comes up who, you know, is making these errors all over the place, although his offense has been very, very good. So it just feels like the same story over and over again for a Yankee fan that wants to see and wants to believe that they're rooting for a championship team, which they don't believe that today. And they think it's gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse than last year.
Right. And the other thing that Aaron Boone has got to be careful of is you can't change your stripes. You can't change who you are in the middle of something, in the middle of adversity. Because if you do, it's going to be disingenuous, and the players will definitely stop listening to you. So what Aaron Boone has to do, whether people like it or not, and it's required from all coaches, from Aaron Glenn to Brian Daboll, you know, to Luis Mendoza, to all of these guys, they have to remain genuine. They have to remain consistent. So what you hear in a post-game press conference is not what he's saying to the players. I'm just telling you. And I'm not saying that he's screaming and yelling at the players, but he is enhancing and trying to tell the players we need to play with more attitude. We have to be more aware of what's going on and not allow these mistakes to happen, because he knows exactly how we're going to react and how the fans are going to react.
Yeah, I mean, from his perspective, Aaron Boone is that, you know, he's been a very successful manager. Yes, they have not won a World Series, but look at his regular season record. It's one of the best of the last number of years of any manager. And he's thinking, my approach has worked.
I'll tell you, the problem is, like, you know, Friday night was such a
disaster. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got these three new fresh arms who probably really weren't that fresh. I'm going to imagine they all flew in immediately to Miami because they wanted to get there. They wanted to put on the uniform. I'm sure all three of those guys were so excited to hear that they got traded to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then all of a sudden, Friday night develops, and that was such a Met-esque type of thing when you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I mean,
three new relievers.
Just getting walloped.
And putting them out there because you don't want to overuse the guys that you've already had there,
mm-hmm.
that you still have there, because they needed a day off. And I heard some of the conversations over the weekend where people are sick and tired of hearing about these scheduled days off. You know, that is not the manager, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's the front office.
Yeah,
that's not the manager. The manager, I will say, is the one that decides who's going to be the next pitcher up, and in consultation with his pitching coach and figuring out how many pitches somebody threw 2 days ago. I mean, these are all part and parcel of the game of baseball now as we know it. And we may not like it. Some of us older folks don't like it. You know, we'd rather see guys out there pitching, you know, 7-8 innings and throwing 120 pitches. But that's just not the way it is anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my arguments about the load management in the NBA. Yes, there were some players who decided they'd take off. It was a LeBron James or something like that. But I do think there's other players that would have wanted to play, and the organization was saying, no, we're going to keep you out of this game, keep you out of that game, to be able to be fresher in the playoffs. But then everyone would scream at the players for not playing when it was the organization telling them not to play.
Or if you're the Knicks, you just play them too much.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean, like, you can't win. You can't win because there's two sides to every argument, and people will sit here and they will give you those arguments. Look, I'm actually jealous of Yankee fans because their teams are always winning. I mean, I know they don't always win in a World Series. The Dodgers don't always win a World Series, and they spend a godload, with their consortium.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was the first real World Series they had won with the consortium. Obviously, they won the COVID World Series, but...
I mean, what was about L.A. and COVID championships?
Yeah, it's true. It's a weird one. And then remember, Justin Turner went out when he had COVID and, took a team picture, and everybody thought he was, Satan for doing that. Remember that whole deal?
I do remember that whole deal, and I remember how idiotic the whole thing was. But nothing more idiotic than the Nets, the New York City, and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, well.
And that took the cake of being, and I'm not saying Kyrie was idiotic. I'm saying the way that New York City handled it and allowed players from other teams to come in and play if they were not vaccinated, but their own team couldn't.
Right.
That is about as...
Yeah.
Jackassery as it gets.